You know, it's hard too, because I think when you do a book like this, you can either write it where it's for the layman, so to speak, or you can write the most insider baseball obscure book that there is. So I wanted to do both. You know, I hope that really hardcore Beatle people will appreciate the book. And that was a chief concern of mine, particularly in terms of it being factually correct. Mm-hmm. But I also want to bring in not the average reader, because I don't think, and what is an average reader? Somebody that reads some paperback novel that's on the bestseller list at Barnes & Noble in the summer.
Right.
People
right.
don't read anymore. So I wanted to write something. I didn't want to write anything scholarly, because that's not my thing. I'm not a scholar. And those books sometimes don't work for me. You know, but I didn't want to just write a book for the fans, you know, or a book that was just for, you know, people who are only into like the hardcore, every single imaginable. Like, I know there's probably people who read it and said, wow, there's so much here, it's almost too much. And then there's some people, real Beatle people, who are like, well, he left that out and he left that out. The manuscript was 500 pages. We cut it down to 350. Just to give you an idea.
That was one of the questions I had, was where did it end the first time? So
yeah, it was about 500 pages. And you know, this was not the book I envisioned. But once I started doing the research and I started thinking about it and, you know, wanting to write something of quality, of merit, then it became bigger, you know. I wanted to kind of like, it's like I'm trying to set a scene too. You know, like I'm trying to put you in the place. And if you just hop from movie to movie to movie, you don't get that necessarily. Not that that's a problem,